and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In studying about Babylon the Great, we've looked at a few things here, and one of the last things we looked at was the fact that there are shades of Babylon the Great today. And what I mean by shades, there's things going on today that are the things that will go on in the last half of the tribulation, only more so. It's going to get worse. It'll be worse in the last half of the Great Tribulation when we see Babylon the Great operating there. Remember, Babylon the Great is the economic world system at that time, economic, political, and religious system that will be there in the last half of the tribulation period. And in Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 7, it says, "Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it." See, all the diverse religious ideologies of the world will fall into the one world religion called Mystery Babylon, until it is destroyed in favor of the Antichrist, who alone will rule and be worshipped. Remember, we talked about Mystery Babylon the Great. It's going to be destroyed. All of the religious elements of Mystery Babylon, chapter 17 of Revelation, will become absorbed into Commercial Babylon, chapter 18 of Revelation. Well, that doesn't mean that there will cease to be religion. No, that's not going to happen. As long as man is in charge of doing things his way, then false religion is going to be around. False religion of Mystery Babylon is gone at the last half of the tribulation period. It's gone, and now the false prophet leads the religious worship of a man, the Antichrist. We see false deity as we look at the Antichrist, as the false prophet builds him up. Revelation chapter 13, verse 12 and 13 says, "And he," and that's the false prophet, "exerciseth all of the power of the first beast," that's the Antichrist before him, "and causeth the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast," that's the Antichrist, "whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men." Now, Revelation 13, verse 18 goes on to say, "Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Well, the Babylon of Revelation 18 is the world system of the last 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation. Revelation 13, verses 16 through 17 says, "And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name." Well, people who are part of the Antichrist political, economic, and religious world system are members of Babylon the Great. Revelation chapter 6 and verse 6 says, "And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and 3 measures of barley for a penny. And see, thou hurt not the oil and the wine." Now, I want you to notice in that verse, in Revelation 6, 6, verse 6 of Revelation chapter 6, the oil and wine, it represents the rich. The rich will not suffer for want of food or anything else they may want. That is, anything that costs money, because they're going to be healthy money-wise. They have no problem with money. The oil and wine will not be hurt. These people will flourish. And I made mention last time, you've got these people now, the World Economic Forum. That's those people. That's people like them. Now, I don't know if they're going into the tribulation or not, the people I've mentioned. The tribulation could start right now. As soon as we're going to save people, we're going to be caught up and we're going to be out of here. Tribulation could start then. And these people that I've mentioned, Klaus Schwab, George Soros, and Bill Gates, those people could go right on into tribulation. That is if they're not saved. God can still save these people, and we need to pray for that. But if they never trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior, they're going to go into tribulation. And they may be some of the people who actually flourish during the last half of the tribulation where other people are suffering. But notice now, while others do suffer, the people who worship the beast will live lavishly because they have taken the mark of the beast. Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 and 17, again speaks of those who have allegiance to the Antichrist. Revelation 18 and verse 7 says, "How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously. So much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow." Well, that's speaking of Babylon the Great. That's what Babylon the Great thinks in the last half of the tribulation period until something happens, and we're going to read about that later on. Babylon the Great, the people of the beast, that's Babylon the Great, they are part of that, people of the beast. They hate the saints, and they shed their blood. Revelation chapter 13, verses 7 and 8 says, "And it was given unto him," that's the beast, "to make war with the saints, and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world." Well, this is something that's going to take place in the last half of the tribulation period, where it says that the beast will overcome, the Antichrist will overcome those who have trusted the Lord, in other words, the Savior, those people, those saints who are on their way to heaven, who have trusted God to save them, he's going to overcome them. I do not believe that means he's going to kill all of them. There will be people saved during the tribulation period, and we study that and we find out that there are many people who will be saved during that time, but many of them will give their lives for the cause of Christ. This reminds me of hearing of years ago how that people stood up for the Lord and they gave their lives for the Lord Jesus Christ. Many people thought years ago that the tribulation was taking place because a lot of saints were being killed. They thought that this was the time of the Antichrist, the beast, but that's not true. This is a time yet to come, and it will come after the rapture of the church. We'll be gone, those people who know Jesus Christ. But the verses we just read says that he's going to overcome. I do not believe he's going to have more power, let's say. People will believe him more than they believe those who know Jesus Christ as Savior. They will be overcome. And notice, all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, except, it says, whose names are not written in the book of life. Those people will worship him, those who are not written in the book of life. But it goes on to say that those people who have trusted Jesus Christ, whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life, they're not going to worship him. They're not going to take the mark. They're not going to do something against God's word, against what God is against. Now notice Revelation 18:24. "And in her," it says, "in her," this is political, religious, economic Babylon, "in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth." That means people will be martyred. People will be killed for standing up for the Lord. People will be killed who do not take the mark of the beast. They do not, they don't want to be identified with the beast because he is ungodly. He's not of God. But if we go back and we read that there's more than the mark of the beast. It talks about his name and the mark and everything. When a person looks at these words that we find in the Word of God, it talks about the name of a man. It says the mark is the name of a man. 666. We've heard this. Now, I don't know if you've heard it all your life. I've heard it most of my life. The mark of the beast, 666. Well, you keep reading and you find out that he's only a man. It says the mark of a man. And the reason I point that out is this. He's only a man who's being controlled by the devil. Think of all the problems within the world today of people who are being controlled by the devil. It's not up to us to point these people out, although we do, and we can do that, because we are to let people know the dangers of following someone who's not following God, someone who's following the devil. Well, the Antichrist is simply a man, and there's men and women today who are following the devil, who are leading people astray, who are false prophets and false teachers. They're not teaching and preaching the Word of God. That's the reason it's so important for you and I who name Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, while we're here, to let people know that Jesus saves, that he's able to save anyone who will call upon his name. You know, there's today there are homosexuals who are trying to take over this world. They're trying to take over our country. And just as Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed because of this, because of homosexuality, you and I need to stand up. And we say that God hates homosexuality, but he does not hate the homosexual. That homosexual can be saved. And we need to let these people know that they can be saved. And when we stand up and we say homosexuality is wrong, God hates that, but God loves the homosexual. He hates sin, but he loves the sinner. Well, he loved me so much that he gave his life for me. I'm a sinner, and he died for me. And the Bible says that sin is sin. If God could save me, he can save anyone. And there's no if about it. He did save me. He has made it possible for that one day that I will see him personally in heaven because Jesus Christ gave his life for me. And you need to let other people know that Jesus saves. As we continue to study in the book of Revelation about the Babylon the Great, I want you to remember that there are shades of Babylon the Great in the world today. People who represent the devil, who are not for human beings, they're not for people, they're for the devil. And they want to do everything they can. These people, I've mentioned some of them, these people want to, I can only say they want to see as many people in hell as possible. You say, how can you say that? Well, they're listening to the devil, and that's what the devil wants. So I have no other alternative other than to believe they want people to go to hell. Now, they may not realize what's happening and what they're doing, but that's what's going to take place if people follow these people who are living like the devil and for the devil. And once again, we need to pray for these people, those who are killing babies, murdering babies. That word killing it's not right to say simply killing. It's murder. And we need to let people know that murder is wrong. And I've said this before, that the Bible says that if man shed man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. You say, are you advocating to kill these people? No, I'm saying that they need to be brought before a court of law of the land, and they need to be tried for murder. And then what God says needs to be carried out. This is something that you and I need to be praying about and pray that God would save these people before something like that happens, before they're brought before, and it could still happen even after they get saved. But let's pray for their salvation, and let's pray that God would have the preeminence. Lord, thank you for saving our souls, and we pray, Lord, that you would use us, help us to stand for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, lift me up,
and let me stand. You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.